Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
So we're here with you on Friday, December 27th. Ooh. We return from Christmas vacation,
yes,
break,
we do.
Whatever you want to call it.
Everyone ate a lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's,
what did you do? Did you get a chance to be with some friends or something?
I did. I went to my friend who I stayed with. She just moved down from San Francisco this summer. I met her over the summer at my acting intensive. When I first moved here, I was supposed to stay with her for maybe a week or two before I got my apartment, and then I had that whole fiasco I told you about. So she moved back to her mom's house temporarily while she's, you know, getting reset up here. So right. I ended up staying at her house with her mom for like a month or so, and they were great. And yeah, they're like my West Coast family. And
nice.
So her mom invited me there, and it was her, both her parents, me and her, and it was great.
Nice.
Yeah, they got made me a Christmas stocking and everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was so nice. They made it Hanukkah colors too. Like, amazing.
Yeah,
it was great.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah, and then we all cooked and made good food and ate and
well,
grazed.
That's cool.
Grazed
well,
all
that's
day.
More than I did, because my family's all Jewish, so.
Yeah.
And so what we did, actually, we ordered Chinese and.
Classic move.
Right, the
yeah.
classic move.
Yeah.
And we got together and stuff like that was Tuesday, so that was Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah.
We got together to light candles, but it turned out to be sort of like a pseudo Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Yeah, you know, it's cool, but I just use the day to relax and everything.
Yeah, I love an excuse to just hang out.
Right, and it always feels nice. Everything's closed, and it was, it didn't really rain, but I was hoping for rain, but it was still overcast.
Really, it poured in Woodland Hills.
Yeah, well, at night.
But yeah, that's true.
During the day, it didn't.
No.
Yeah. No, I know, it poured.
Yeah.
I was there, too.
It really poured.
Yeah.
We watched, at the end of the night, we watched the movie Judy
with
Renee Zellweger.
It
was incredible. She was playing Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Incredible. If
really?
You haven't seen it, yeah. I never really... I don't know if I just, it wasn't on my radar or what, but
right.
I was like, okay, let's watch it. It was actually incredible.
Really?
It was really, really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine seeing it, but if you say so, maybe
yeah.
maybe it's worth it, right?
Yeah, no, it was good.
I did, I went with my son to see Star Wars yesterday.
And what do you think?
And I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, it's okay, but, because he's a Star Wars fan. But
yeah.
to me, it was okay. They sort of like wrap things up and stuff, you know.
All right.
So it was good. And I mean, if you're into Star Wars, yeah, then
of
it's
course.
Good. But there's so much stuff that's like nerdy, you know, that I don't get into at all, you know.
Yeah.
Like all these different creatures and their languages. They invent languages and stuff. You
and
know?
People know the languages. Even for, I had some friends who knew Elvish from Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah, they had actually studied the entire language and knew it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive stuff, guys.
That's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But I was amazed that they had filmed, what's her name, Carrie Fisher, before she died for this movie, which is
Ooh.
Like, it's already been 3 years, I think.
Since she died, yeah.
Yeah. So they filmed that, I guess they filmed her before she died for
Creepy.
Two films in advance, you know?
Creepy.
I know.
Ooh.
And there was a small, like, just like a glance. Like, it was only a few seconds of her and Luke Skywalker being really young.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was all CGI. They made her
like
they
a
made
hologram.
Her young.
Yeah.
They made her young, and it was all 3D animation they did on the computer.
So creepy.
So I could tell, you know. But when it's a quick glance, you don't really pay attention. But,
sure.
But I'm sensitive to these things, so I notice it.
Of course.
Yeah. But it was pretty good, you know. I mean, it's a lot of it is a stretch, you know, of like imagination. But that's what Star Wars is.
Yeah,
know?
It's kind of amazing when you think of it, you know, back in the 80s is when the first movies came out.
70s,
yeah.
Right.
People were like, wow, this is like incredible with like whatever effects they used, which are so amateur. And now when new effects come out, we're like, yeah, that's crappy.
Right. I know.
We're so unimpressed nowadays.
It's a million times better, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So unimpressed. I mean, I feel like we have the technology to do it.
Right.
That's how I feel about when I don't have service. I don't understand why we're in Los Angeles, one of the biggest cities in the entire world,
right,
and I don't get phone service almost everywhere I go.
Really?
I'm like in the valley and I'm like going in different rooms, like holding my phone up, like to corners. I'm like, do I get signal
really?
Here? Do I get signal here? Yeah.
What company? What carrier?
I have AT&T.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in Bel Air for work all the time, working out of this person's house, and I don't have signal in most of the corners of the house.
Wow.
There's only certain places, and people are like, oh, well, you're like in the mountains. I'm like, if you can stand on the moon and talk to somebody in NASA's space station, there's no excuse for us not having signal everywhere we go.
That's true.
That is just what I think.
That's
this
true.
This is what I think. It makes me
and
so
you stand
mad.
By that, right?
You do. I stand by it. Seriously, if you can talk to somebody while they're in outer space,
right,
there's no reason that I should be next to a mountain and have no signal.
That's true.
That makes no sense.
Well, you ought to lodge in a complaint.
I should. Elon, what's your number?
Really give a shit.
I just look to him to solve all my technological issues in the
yeah,
world.
Right?
I'm like, listen.
I know.
We'd be good partners.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Elon, we got this, this, and this to do. How are we going to do it?
Yeah.
He's like,
you know what was funny? You remind me of Elon Musk and him being South African. Reminded me of somebody that was on the show here like about a month ago. He was remote on the phone, right? Mm. And they were talking about like relationships and love and all that. He invested in some matchmaking company. So so the host put like a clip of the video there, right,
mm-hmm,
with his name. And so I look up there and she tagged the station, so I get like notifications, right?
Sure.
So then a few people are writing, this guy's a thief, this guy's a crook.
About you?
No, about that guy, about that guest.
Okay.
That was on the show. Because the host put a clip with him on there, okay, with the name. So people are like, this guy's a crook, he's a thief, I can't believe he's not in jail. I'm like, what? You know, what's going on here? So somebody put a link to the SEC website. Okay, that's a Security Exchange Commission who deal with like trades, you know, financial trades and stuff. And apparently, he ripped people off for $42 million.
Oh my gosh. That, no wonder he was working remote.
I know. I don't know what the fuck. But this is like, I mean, I met him.
Yeah.
I met him, you know, because somehow it was all like, involved here, and I'm going, what the fuck, you know? I mean, this guy's like South African and Israeli or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I met him at a party, and I had met him at a party before this. And I'm going, I mean, you have to be pretty smart to bilk people out of that much money,
yeah,
you know, in finance. But at the same time, how stupid can you be to think you'll get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a big deal. You're ripping off a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Somebody's going to like blow your cover.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think of how much money I don't have.
Right.
And I'm like, first of all, good luck trying to get money from me. Second of all, like, right, if I did and someone took it,
right,
it's like, that's like a personal, you're now my personal target.
Right. It just said, you know what I'm thinking? It probably was illegal to the point where the participants knew it was illegal. So
yeah,
they probably didn't say anything.
Probably.
You know, like when you steal from a thief or something.
Uh-huh, you make some kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the drug dealer ripped me off, you know?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Tell the cops? Yeah, like,
exactly.
He skimped on my weed, you
right,
know? Well, it's legal here, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, well, we could talk about crack dealers.
Yeah, crack dealers. When was the last time you bought crack? I accidentally smoked meth one time. It was a complete accident.
Yeah.
I had smoked out of a friend's bong, and I was like, I feel crazy right now. I was like,
really?
I feel so crazy. She was like, oh, my boyfriend and I smoked meth out of that bong yesterday. I wonder if there was just residue. I was
oh
like,
oh my God.
I was like, seriously?
Were like, you like bouncing off the walls?
I was bouncing off the walls. Like I felt like someone gave me a shot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I already have a pretty hyper personality.
Right.
I'm like either very like up or I'm like completely like tired. My friend calls it my on off switch. And when I'm bouncing off the walls, he's like on off. Cause as soon as I'm done for the day, I'm like, my head's back up, my mouth's open. I'm just sleeping like everyone's dad does at the end of the day. But yeah,
that's cool. You know, the fact that weed is legal here now is so cool, you know, cause like, when was it? On Christmas Day, actually.
Yeah.
I felt like smoking weed. I just had to have some, right?
There you go.
I was bored and everything. So, and I thought, I'm not going to like start looking for an open place now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called. You know, you go on Weed Maps, you find places that have delivery.
Yeah.
You call them 30 minutes later, you get the weed right.
Wait, what's
to your
Weed
house.
Maps?
It's an app that tells you where all the dispensaries are.
I didn't know that.
And their menus and everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
my God,
that's
great.
That. Yeah.
Nice.
So
I love that.
Yeah, so I found a delivery place. They brought it to my house. And I brought a little too much because I want to make some edibles,
okay.
You know.
They're going to say you got excited.
Yeah, it was a great deal, you know. Yeah. For $150 a whole ounce, you know, that was pretty good.
Dude, an ounce on the East Coast is like $275 minimum.
Yeah, well, here too, but sometimes they have specials, you know.
Yeah, they do.
So so I took advantage of that. I figured I'll make some butter or something.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to stay to control it, you know, not to have too much. So
yeah.
So even though I have like a whole ounce at home, I didn't smoke yesterday because I still am iffy about the smoking part because it does affect the lungs, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But I do want to make some edibles, so that's why I got so much.
Yeah.
And we'll see, you know.
It'll be good. Yeah. You should try, because I know you're trying to be more health conscious, that butter I told you about, that coconut butter.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that.
It's awesome.
Is it healthier?
Yeah, it's healthier. It's made of, coconut still has some saturated fats, but they're natural saturated fats, so they're not going to clog you the way animal fats will.
Right.
Because what happens is your body is more compatible with animal fats, which is why our bodies kind of, you know, when you eat a lot of like bacon and butter and animal products, you tend to have higher cholesterol than if you have like coconut or avocado and stuff like that, which still can give you like, you know, higher cholesterol, but not as much as like bacon and cheese and.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
I wonder what kind of flavor it has though.
Tastes just like butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, besides I make it in cookies anyway, and the weed gives it a strange taste anyway.
Yeah, sometimes.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not bad, you know. I mean, once you get used to it, the cookies are good.
Yeah, totally. Know? Sometimes they're too good.
Yeah.
I always feel like edibles should come with a little pack of, like, unmedicated ones just for me to, like, eat.
I know, to
you
eat
know?
It.
I'm like, that was a delicious gummy. I was like, no, I need a bag of gummies.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And then you're so fucked up.
I know. I know. It's the worst when you're like, just one more, you know?
Yeah, but I can't totally get it out of my system. I mean, the smoking the weed, the rolling the joint. It's part of me.
I know. Did
so
you ever
be very careful?
You ever make edibles and they weren't that strong, and so you like eat one and you don't feel much, and then you eat one more and then you don't feel much, and the whole day you're like, I feel like this isn't working, and then the next morning you wake up, you're like, I was so high yesterday.
Right. I know, you feel it in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, whoa, I actually think I was.
Right, but you don't feel that high when you're doing it.
Sometimes. I know, like when I'm with people who smoke for the first time, sometimes they're like, I don't know if I feel anything. They're like looking off and their eyelids are all low. And I'm like, yeah? They're like, yeah, I don't feel anything. I'm like, okay. They're like, should we go to Fatburger? I'm like, yeah, we should.
I know, it's funny because you know, when I eat edibles and stuff, then when I go out to eat, I eat like nonstop, right?
It's a mess
because you can't stop.
Yeah, you and go to the menu, you're like, and that.
My friend
and
was
throw
stuck.
One of those on.
Yeah. So the other day, my friend goes, "I've never seen you eat so much."
Yeah.
Like we went to a party with desserts and shit, you know. I was like in every possible thing there.
It's night and day.
But I'm worried about gaining weight now because I'm I don't smoke cigarettes and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I am eating more, you know.
That's what people say, when you stop smoking cigarettes you gain 20 pounds. It's like a freshman 15, but
right,
for cigarettes.
Right. And then if you smoke weed, it's even worse, you know, because you eat more.
so much
so
more.
So we'll see. I'm like constantly like trying to adjust, but I think I can't escape the fact that I need to start working out.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like with the whole smoking weed thing for so long, I was like, you got to stop overeating. I'm like, you got to just stop. It's getting out of hand. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to stop smoking weed during the day and just smoke at night. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, I'm not ravaging and rabidly hungry all day.
Right.
Like, I have a totally normal person's appetite. Like, I can wait 3 hours between meals all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
It's amazing how when I do smoke, I'm just like, I just like eat like a 3-course meal and I'm like, I like burp and I'm like ready to keep grazing on
yeah,
more stuff.
Exactly. Give me more.
Totally.
But last night when we went to Star Wars was probably the first time that I can remember that I did not have popcorn with the movie.
What?
Yeah.
You had nothing?
I had nothing. I had nothing.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
Yeah, right? It did feel kind of empty, but...
Yeah.
But
just hearing
thought,
everyone
you know,
crunching in the theater.
Right. You see, at home, I eat popcorn, but I started getting the non-butter one. But
yeah.
In the theater, you don't know what they put in there. It's still very fatty.
It's literally hydrogenated oil and like wax. And
right.
It's butter flavor.
Right, exactly. Even
yeah.
when you don't ask for butter, it's still like that because
yeah.
they make it with all the oil and everything.
Ew.
So
I always
just
feel
said
sick,
gotta,
though, after I eat that popcorn.
Really?
I'm like, this is so good for the first like half of it. And then at the end, I'm just like, my lips are shriveled from the salt content. I'm just like, it looks like I've just been eating like lemons.
I know.
Just, like,
you take
exhausted.
Like a whole big tub of it, right?
Yeah, just slurping it down with a pink lemonade. Classic choice. Extra ice.
Oh my God.
What a mess.
I know.
A sloppy, sloppy mess.
But you know what my son got? He got that AMC like special deal where for $25 a month, you see like 3 movies a week.
I thought they canceled that.
No, that was something else.
Okay.
That was made by a company that's not a movie theater. It was
okay.
called Movie Pass or something.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
Yeah, and that one was like unlimited number of movies for a month, but they went
that's
out insane. Of this as expected. But this is AMC, so they already have the theaters, right?
Right.
And everything. So what have they got to lose?
Right.
So what they did is, so it's 3 movies a week, and then you also get like front of the line privileges.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Especially
so, I mean,
seeing stuff like Star Wars.
Right. So we went right in, and he my son wanted to get a drink. So there's a line of about 20 people, and we walk right in to the next line, and we get our drink, you know. He's like, people probably hate our guts.
And you turned around and gave everyone like stick your tongue out at them.
I know.
Wink, Merry Christmas.
I know. So, yeah, there's a lot of cool things. I started watching, there's a Netflix thing called Six Underground.
Oh, I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't finish the whole thing, but
yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
Wait, which one is it? I've watched like 5 things.
With Ryan
Gosling, right?
No, not Ryan Gosling.
No, I mean Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds,
the other
right.
one.
Yeah, it's like a Mission Impossible type of show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always the same guy.
Right?
He's literally the same person. There's no range there.
I know.
There's no range at all. He's always Ryan whatever Reynolds.
I know, the
yeah.
silly, funny guy.
Yeah.
I know.
Who's like playing kind of sexy and serious, but it's offset with like stupid humor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems like a good guy though. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good actor and stuff. People like, he's likable.
Yeah.
They showed a preview of his movie for next year called Free Guy.
Mm.
Free Guy. His name is Guy in the movie.
Worst name
and
ever.
He's he's a very ordinary like bank teller or something.
Mm.
And then he finds these sunglasses that make him like a superhero or something.
Oh my God.
So they call it Free Guy. That's the name of the movie.
Getting worse and worse.
I know. Shitty movie.
Every moment is worse and worse.
I know. I don't know what they're doing with
yeah,
that
Ryan
thing.
Reynolds is just a regular guy.
Yeah.
That's super believable.
I know. I know, but and then you have Wonder Woman, which looked pretty good, the 1984
okay, yeah.
one. The new James Bond looks pretty good. I haven't really liked any of them with Daniel
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah, that's another one that keeps on going.
I don't think
going.
He's really cool as James Bond.
You don't think he's really cool?
No, not as James Bond, but this one looks pretty good. It has action in that, so.
Yeah, that's another yeah. movie that just never ends.
Yeah, right.
With the sequels.
Yeah,
you're
I
like,
know.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
it's time. It's time. you know.
But it's for new generations, I guess, you know, so they keep making it as long as it works, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah, and it's not really sequels, you know. Each movie stands on its own, you know.
So. I feel like that kind of thinking process is getting outdated, though, just because of the way, like, James Bond acts with women and stuff. I feel like there's going to be more and more backlash. Like, they should do a female Bond. You know, like James Bond's daughter.
Well, they
want to
do it, but...
Yeah.
But that's not James Bond. James Bond is a guy. You know?
I know. It's true, but...
I mean, in some movies, you can make... you know, you can put a female there. Mm-hmm. Like, what movie was it that they put a woman in charge? I don't remember, but... well, definitely Star Wars now, you know, was female leads and stuff. But I was just thinking the other day... What
Tomb Raider?
No, well, that's always a woman's movie.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about movies that they change the male for a female, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they could do like James Bond. He's definitely slept with enough women to have a daughter out there.
Right.
You know.
But yeah, I mean, some of the old ones I watch now and I kind of cringe. It's like in the Me Too generation, it would never.
Never. So much misogyny.
I know.
Ugh, cringe. Super cringe.
I know. That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Kylie Jenner gave her daughter for Christmas?
What?
She's got a one-year-old daughter.
Mm.
She gave her a diamond ring.
Oh, perfect. I'm sure that'll fit forever.
Yeah, right?
Does it actually fit her little finger?
Yeah, it fits a little finger. They put a picture on there. Somebody grabbed the screen because I guess she deleted it afterwards when so many people started criticizing her.
Of course.
But. Well, what do people care, you know? I mean, what the fuck? But people are saying that she should put the money towards, I don't know, helping other people or something, you know, like pay bills and that people struggle and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
Jen Belinsky, she really needs like her car paid off.
She could use a diamond ring, right?
Yeah, I would hawk that in a second.
I know.
I wouldn't even put it on. I'd probably put it on my finger, look at it, be like, all right, let's sell this thing.
I know, it's crazy, you know? Right?
Totally.
And then Kim Kardashian gave her daughter Michael Jackson's jacket.
Great.
Yeah, and that's a little kid too, you know?
Yeah, it's like taking a two-year-old to Disney World. They have no idea what's going on.
Right.
They're not going to remember. This isn't a fond moment for them. This is for you.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, I guess it's like, excessive, I guess, to give a one-year-old baby diamond ring, you know?
What are they going
to
wear it as a toe ring when they grow up?
Yeah, but I mean, they're just doing this to show off, you know? They don't really give a shit about the baby having a diamond ring, you
know?
Totally. But it's just, that's what happens when you have so much money, you know? They call it conspicuous consumption in economics.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. One day when I have money, I'm not going to do that.
No.
No way. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like... When people have like five cars, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to have one nice car and then I'm going to have like a nice house. It's not going to be a mansion. I've thought about this a lot. If you can't tell, I've been planning this out all my life. And I honestly, like the first things I want to do with money is like pay off stuff for my family and my friends. Like I would love to take care of like my best friend's student loans and like pay for my mom's house. And
I'm sure they've debt.
Yeah, I'm sure they've already done that, but I'm not going to like buy diamond rings for 2 year olds.
Yeah.
Or 1 year olds. It's never going to fit them again.
Yeah.
It's like I saw like a 7 year old boy at the mall the other day wearing Balenciaga sneakers. I'm like, those are going to fit him for 6 months.
Yeah.
And how much were those sneakers? Probably like a few $100.
Right. Well, a diamond's different. You can take it out and put a new ring on there, right?
It's true, but still.
I mean, yeah, it just, it's...
What, are they going to run out of money and not be able to do that later?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't understand that. It's pretty stupid, man.
Because they'll be able to sell it for the value that it actually is, plus the added value that it belonged to a Jenner Kardashian.
Right.
That's a whole, that's like double value right there, you know?
I know. Wow. These are the people that we adore and admire, you know?
Yeah, they're so cool.
Yeah. It's probably a reflection of our society, you know?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? For sure.
Yeah.
Man.
So now this is a more sobering story. I guess a Delta flight returned to LAX because they had a medical emergency. I guess this 10-year-old girl had like a, I don't know, she had something like, they said a cardiac arrest or something, which,
oh my gosh,
which is very unusual, I guess, for a girl, right? But apparently, so she's a 10-year-old girl, and so they turned the flight around to turn back. It was flying to Seattle. They turned it back, got to LAX, she died, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's dead.
On the flight?
Yeah, 10-year-old. But the amazing thing, so they're not saying what's, you know, anything about it other than they're going to do an autopsy and stuff and see what's going on. But no mention of the parents whatsoever. I mean, what, was she flying alone? I mean, you would mention something about the parents in a story like that, wouldn't
they
you?
They didn't mention them at all?
No, no, no parents. So what? She was flying by herself, and she's got a Chinese name. So I don't know what she was doing on the flight alone. But can you imagine if you sent your kid off maybe to family or something? Because some people do that, you know?
Yeah.
They walk the kid to the gate, and then somebody waits for them at the gate.
Yeah, they just let the flight attendant know, hey, she's flying alone.
Right.
Keep an eye on her.
And they do that.
Yeah, they do.
But can you imagine if that was the case and the parents are like, fuck, man.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
How does a 10-year-old get a cardiac arrest? I don't understand. Maybe she had a condition before that.
Probably.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being completely healthy or just having a crappy diet at 10.
Yeah.
You know, 10-year-olds have had crappy diets before and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
You know, like kids grew up with like lead paint and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. She must have had some problem with her heart.
Oh, that must have been so scary for her.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Poor
and
kid.
And for the people on the plane too. Can you imagine?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Descending, and there's just like where do you put the kid? You just lay him in the middle of the aisle or something?
Yeah,
leave him in the seat. You're sitting next to this like kid slumped over.
What do you do? Yeah,
yeah, like where do you put the kid?
Yeah,
after they've died on the plane while you're landing. What do you do?
I don't know, man. I wonder how often it happens when people get like heart attacks, strokes, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially with all the different pressures that you go through going up and down.
Right.
It's got to move. I mean, having a nurse as a mom just makes you a little neurotic your whole life.
Right.
So my mom's always talked to me about blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, blood clot. Make sure you get up and walk around. You're going to get a blood clot, and then it's going to go to your brain, and then that's going to be the end of you. And then what?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, look at Sam. That's exactly what happened to him.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
Guess you didn't get up and walk around enough.
No, I'm not. I'm not walking around enough. But
oh
I decided it's because of the food and the smoking, so at least I took care of that.
Yeah, know?
We'll see. But no, everybody says you got to move around more, and I don't do that. You know,
I hate it. I hate thinking about it.
I know.
Yeah,
but I do have to use my bike. I'll
you
wait
do.
Till it gets a little warmer. I always have an excuse.
Yeah. And then when it's
summer,
warm, you're like, it's too
hot.
Yeah.
It is.
You get one of those air conditioner collars.
I know. I mean, this year, there was actually just a week or two when it was perfect weather, and then it got cold, you know, between the summer and the winter.
I think that the weather here is just like a span of a range of all the different perfect weathers.
Right.
It's just what it's like
and
here
it's
all
random
the time.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's better than the random on the East Coast because it snows one week and then it's like suddenly 85 degrees in December the next week.
Yeah.
And then it like rains and then it snows again 3 days later.
Right.
It's really complicated.
That sucks. I know.
Yeah.
I know. You know, we complain, but we really have the best weather anywhere.
You guys have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend asked me the other day, he was like, is the traffic really as bad as everyone says? I'm like, it's everything everyone's ever told you and worse. He was like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, it's real bad.
It is.
Yeah. He's like, it probably beats the train, though. He lives in New York. And I was like, yeah, it does.
It does beat the train.
It does. I'm like, you don't have to smell anyone.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
I know. And all the noise and the going underground and all that is just like not for me.
And there's always someone like singing off key with their headphones on, like for like your 45-minute train ride.
And then you have all the beggars and stuff there too, right?
Right. And sometimes they'll come up to you individually and ask you for money. And like a lot of them, you know, have like dental problems and stuff, and or like they're missing teeth, which, you know, I'm not making fun of them. It sucks. But when they talk, sometimes they'll kind of like spit a little bit. And I've definitely had spit go in my eye. I've had spit go on my lip.
I'm oh,
just
my
like,
God.
Yeah, I'm just like, just like, ugh. And I don't care who you are, homeless or not. If you're so close to me that your spit lands on me while you're talking, you're too
That's
close.
Disgusting.
If I can smell your breath, you're too close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my rule.
You gotta wear those masks, you know?
I hate it. I so get those people. People are like, it's so weird when people walk around with masks on. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
I get
exactly.
it. Yeah. I'm like, don't touch me. Go away. Everyone,
yeah, go away.
I don't want to smell anyone. I don't want anyone's weird spit bubbles.
I know.
Or like, ugh.
And here we have the opposite. I mean, we're like so... sterile in our cars and shit, you know.
It.
I know, but we don't come in contact with people, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's great
for social interaction.
I mean, it's better because like you're more tolerant when you do have social interaction. In New York, it's just like no one ever wants to be social because they spend so much time with people that when right. they have time off or downtime, they're alone, locked in their apartments, just like
yeah.
trying to decompress.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just reading that New Yorkers were determined to be the most rude people in the country.
Yeah, they think it's like right? a just a thing that everyone wants them to do.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm from New York, so I get to be rude. It's like, no. But the people who actually feel that way are like the annoying transplants from like the Midwest. They're like, they were like the weirdo or the different person in their high school. And like, I'm too big for city, you know.
But listen, this place is where people are really nice, you know. I mean, not everybody's rude like New Yorkers.
Yeah, yeah, no, you know, that's what I mean, I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
New Yorker, but then I'm saying they go to New York and they're like, I live in New York now. I'm going to be a bitch.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and so
they adjust to the way other people are. Well, here right. it happens. I think it happens everywhere, you know. Like, for example, if you live in outside of L.A., you'll probably drive more, you know, be a little more considerate, a little more polite, things like that. I mean,
yeah, I'll take
it's interesting. Every time that I drive out of town, then you get closer to L.A. and the traffic is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers are different.
So
and even
different.
You become different, you know, because you have to drive like everybody else, so they're going to run you off the road.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
yeah,
you squeeze
here
in.
Are crazy.
And, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think the city makes you, you know.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And, you know, I do meet a lot of, like, nice people in New York, but the interactions are so far and few between.
Right.
Few and far between. Yeah. And, you know, even, like, your barista at the coffee shop is rude. Your waitress will deliberately roll their eyes in front of you. They're like, you know, you're like, could I have a cup of ice, please? And they're like... You're like, okay, like,
yeah.
And it's, you know, but the native New Yorkers, like people who are born and raised, like they're super chill. They're just like, yeah, like I live in New York and like this is what we're doing, you know, like it's like, all right, cool. You know, they're super chill. But I just remember working with transplants who just thought that they're like, they have this like, when you're from the coast, like cities like LA and New York, I think there's like, you know, you can be down to earth anywhere you're from, but there's like almost like a sense of like realisticness
right.
because we understand like people who are born and bred in LA, they know LA's bullshit.
Right.
People born and bred in New York know New York's bullshit.
Right.
But when you're from somewhere else, you know, you have a different set of bullshit. It's not the same kind of bullshit. You're not roughed up by that kind of bullshit in
right.
the same way. So, you know, when you are from somewhere else and you go to places like that, I just realize a lot of people, they just see things very differently than
yeah.
they just don't quite get everything that people who live in these areas get, you know.
That's
like
true.
I mean, everyone goes through their shit, but I feel like sometimes there's different stakes involved because there's so many more lines of work that we do out here.
Yeah.
And in places like New York, there's just so much more, you know, just like, I don't want to say like bigger jobs, but you know, people are just doing a lot more things, you
yeah.
know, like someone who, okay, so my friend is, his wife is super, she's from, I think like Norway or something. She kind of grew up in a farm area and, you know, she was on a set in LA And a producer was just like, she was a PA, and the producer was just like, I'm going to need you to do this, this, and this. And she was like, they were so rude to me and this, this, and that. And to me, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. You know, if someone was just like, hey, do this, I'm like, okay, like, this is my job. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I don't take it rudely. You know, I don't have that same, I have a thicker skin than that, you know, and some people don't have that. So I think when they get to places like New York or LA, it kind of ruins them in a way, because they don't already have that thick skin. Sometimes they just take it in a different direction, you know, versus growing up with that thick skin. You're like, this is just the way it is.
Right.
Let's just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know,
so it's like a mindset, you know, however
totally
you view life, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder who made that survey, though, that determined New Yorkers are the rudest, you know. I mean, they LA are. Was number 2 or 3, so don't get me wrong, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, we're not far behind them.
Yeah. I mean, also, New York is so saturated all the time that you just get, I mean, I've definitely been a total asshole to people on the street, because, like, I'm always stuck behind, like, someone with broken legs. Like, both legs are broken, and they also, like, have, like, their arms completely, like, widened out. It's always, like, a family, and everyone's holding hands across the entire span of the entire sidewalk. I'm like, why are three people taking up the whole sidewalk, where there's someone, like, by the building, and their dog on his leash is all the way at the curb? You know, I'm just like... There's no sense of, it's every man for themselves out there.
Right, right.
So there's no,
no
sense
consideration,
of,
huh?
Yeah, there's no sense of anyone's around you. Everyone's completely in their own world. And people have that here, but I've noticed every time I've had to, like, move something or get by, people will kind of look up, see someone coming, and step out of the way. Mm. In New York, it's not like that. They look up and see you coming, and then they continue doing what they're doing in the exact spot that they're in.
Yeah.
No one moves out of the way, and no one cares that you're coming at all. Everyone's just like, this is me, I'm doing my thing, and I'm just in my own head right now.
Right.
You know, there's just zero regard, and you get to the end of your rope so much quicker in New York, because you're on a pack train. First of all, you leave your apartment. First of all, you're in your apartment. Suddenly, your super's like, the water's off for the day, so you have now shampooed your hair, and you have shampoo in your hair, and they turn the water off on you. So you're like, what am I supposed to do now? So you have to, like, put a hat on, go buy some bottled water, come back upstairs, rinse your hair out in the sink with bottled water.
Oh my God,
then get ready. Yeah, that's like how the day starts, like, once a month. And then you get on, you get to the subway. You've already been, like, hollered at and, like, touched by homeless people on your way to the subway. Somebody's, like, been like, excuse me, I need directions. And you stop, and then it's this whole sob story about da 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 da, and can I have a dollar? You're like, you just wasted 40 seconds of my time. I'm in a rush. So you get to the platform. Train's, of course, delayed. You don't know when the next one is. You go to the other train platform. That one's also delayed or under construction and not working on weekends and nights. You finally get on a train. The train stops, like, two stops later. You're now, like, an hour late to wherever you were going. You finally get to where you're... get off the train, and it's like you're in Midtown or something, so those sidewalks are so packed that you're literally just, like, trying to get around people, but all you're doing is stepping side to side and nothing is happening, and you're just frustrated. And there's so many times I've just, like, screamed in the middle of the sidewalk, and, like, no one even, like, looks at you, because everyone's screaming in the middle of the sidewalk. There's, like, someone talking to their gynecologist on the phone, someone else is on the phone with their GI doctor, someone else is on the phone with, like, their therapist, just talking about bullshit. And by the time you get to where you're going, you're, like, completely exhausted. You're like, it's noon and I've lived a full day.
Yeah.
You know, and so people just get to the end of their rope so quickly there that, you know, they're always at their snapping point.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, okay, so I understand why you're here. Welcome to LA.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shower thing's happened to me more than once.
Yeah, and then a lot of people on the sidewalk too would be irritating.
Yeah, you just can't get around them no matter how hard you try. I usually walk in the street.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, if they hit me, they hit me. That's how I go. I'd rather that than drown in a sea of people on the sidewalk.
Oh, God.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know.
Do you guys exchange presents for Hanukkah in your family?
This year, not so much.
Yeah, it's just when there's kids, right? I mean, adults don't
kind
really
of,
do that in
kind
Hanukkah.
Kind of. Yeah. We just do, like, one or two things here and there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I know.
My family really just tries to go for birthdays And then holidays we used to just get together and eat.
I know. I mean, originally you're not supposed to really give presents in Hanukkah. You just give a little bit of money to the kids and stuff. That's,
yeah.
That's the tradition.
Yeah. Usually we got like but socks here, and Hanukkah gilt.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, my ex grew up with presents all the time, just like in Christmas. So my kids go for that too.
Yeah.
And and then she married a Jewish guy, but he has a kid. But he was married to a non-Jewish woman.
Mm.
So his son is... So in other words, the stepbrother of my kids is not Jewish.
Right.
So the whole house now has to bring a tree and all that stuff and exchanging presents. And then so much for Judaism, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Really falls by the wayside.
I know. I mean, all this, oh, man. It's tough, you know. It's tough to really be Jewish outside of Israel, you know. Because there it's like you feel it. You feel the holidays, you know. On Yom Kippur, for example, nobody drives. The streets are empty, you know. Things like that, you know. So it's different, you know. But what can you do?
I know. Here the Christian holidays are dominant.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Right.
For sure.
Which is nothing wrong with it, but then you wonder why so many Jews sort of like they don't necessarily convert, but they take on other traditions, you know.
My family did.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know, what can you do? This is a funny story. A couple, I guess, called 911. Thinking there was an intruder in their home, right? They heard no noise downstairs. They were upstairs.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, oh, I'm like military. I'm like, I'm getting ready to attack this intruder and all this stuff.
Right.
So they call 911, right? The cops show up and they call them downstairs and they go, is this Roomba yours? You know what the Roomba is?
Yeah, the vacuum.
Yeah, the automatic vacuum. So apparently it started, like maybe it's got like a timer or something, right? So it started and then it got stuck in the, you know, next to the wall. So it keeps on banging on it.
Oh,
it keeps on
my
banging
gosh.
The wall. And they're like thinking there's somebody there.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I guess they forgot they had one, or maybe they didn't realize what it was, you know? But how embarrassing to call the police for that.
Oh my gosh. That's a good thing about having pets is you hear a weird noise. You're like, it was the cat. It was definitely the cat, you know? Versus when you don't have pets and you hear something, you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the night.
I know. It's funny because when I was in an apartment, every time there was noise, I would say, oh, it's the neighbors, it's this, it's that.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in a house, every noise means it's my house.
It's your house.
It's not somebody else.
Mm-mm.
So I have to pay attention. You
For
know?
Sure. Yeah. I know. I heard a weird noise after I went to bed last night. And I was like, everyone knows that whoever goes to check it dies, so I'm just going to lock my door and hope for the best. It was after I smoked.
Yeah, you watch too many movies, too.
Yeah, I sure do. I watch a lot of apocalypse movies. I watch a lot of intruder movies.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like scary stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I guess. There's this one Beastie Boys song that's super creepy. I think it's called Drinkin' Wine. And my friend and I used to get stoned and turn all the lights off to see how long we could take it before we had to turn the lights back on.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really, really spooky song. Like, it feels like you're, like, walking down, like, a drippy corridor to hell.
Really?
Yeah, it's super spooky. Drinkin' Wine, yeah.
Let's bring that up. I'm curious now to see.
Yeah, I hope I got the name right.
So, it's like, okay, Beastie Boys, right?
Yeah.
Beastie Boys. And what's it called again?
Drinking Wine.
Drinking Wine.
Without a G at the end of drinking.
It's not bringing it up in the search. Let's see.
Yeah, it's not a very common Beastie
Drinking
Boys song.
Wine. Okay, there it is.
Uh-oh.
No, that's
Wi-Fi,
a commercial.
You're in
Hold on a second.
Always.
We'll skip the commercial. This one doesn't let you wait 2 seconds. It makes you wait the whole commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, this song is... So what's spooky, the words or the music?
There's no words. It's from one of their instrumental albums.
Oh.
When you're stoned and the lights are out, it's super spooky, I promise.
Yeah.
Couple edibles in.
I know. Who listens to stuff like this, Jen?
Me. Their instrumental albums are incredible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone chewing or something's chewing.
Yeah. It also sounds like an ultrasound in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Super creepy.
This would be creepy in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark with a bunch of THC in your system.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
So spooky.
It is.
Yeah.
How did you know about this song?
Since my siblings are older, I had a lot of like music influence from them growing up, and my sister and brother listened to a lot of Beastie Boys, but they listened to mostly their lyrical stuff. So I kind of on my own got into their instrumental albums, which are absolutely incredible. Like I was probably 19 or 20 when I found them, found those albums, like In Sound from the Way Out and The Mix Up.
Uh-huh.
They're incredible. They're really, really good. Some of them are kind of funky jams. But it's all instrumental, no words, and
I love
them. They're great.
This one's the strangest one of all.
It's a real spooky one. So spooky. Yeah,
wow.
I had a Beastie Boys T-shirt from a concert my sister went to from like probably the late '90s, early 2000s, and I don't know where that shirt went. I think my mom gave it to Goodwill or something. She's notorious for that. I'm like, whatever you do, just don't put that thing in there, and then I'll see it in the bottom of the bag, and I'm just like, that's mine. I just rip it open, take it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever listened to any of their songs. What's their most famous song?
Oh, my God. Sabotage, maybe, or...
Okay. Beastie Boys, let's see.
Intergalactic
Sabotage
was popular in the early 2000s.
Yeah, they have it here, too.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah, I can see all those.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see Sabotage, since that's the first one you brought up. There's like another commercial.
Another
here.
Crappy commercial.
Okay, Sprite commercial.
This is a good driving song.
Yeah, it's
doing donuts in a parking
video.
Lot.
Excuse me, but this is horrible.
Yeah, it's very different than their instrumental stuff.
It's very horrible. But what do I know, right?
Check out the instrumental. You'll like it. You'll like it.
Okay.
I promise.
All right, I will.
Yeah. It's completely different.
Really?
Yeah. Completely different, night and day.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, this sounds like a song like they're killing somebody. You know?
Like something that would be in Dexter.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. And I like it, but I understand and also feel the same sometimes about how that could probably give someone a headache.
Right.
You know, but there.
But it is your generation. I mean, you can relate to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It depends on what you grow up with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, plus that's a song more for like if I was doing donuts in a parking lot, like I'd be so in the mood for that song. But if I'm just trying to relax at home, I'm not going to put that song on. Like, I'm not gonna put that on.
Would you dance to something like that?
Can you dance? So you can like mosh to it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do a mosh, you could maybe clean a house to it. You know? I could see that.
Yeah.
But the mix up, I think they actually won some awards for the mix up.
Yeah.
In Sound from the Way Out's also a fantastic, fantastic album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out when I get a chance.
Yeah, you do it.
In my next lifetime, maybe.
I'm telling you, it's different, I promise.
I'm totally not curious.
Yeah, it's so different, I promise.
All right, well, that's it for today.
That's it.
We hope we provide you some, provided some entertainment for you before the weekend. We have two more days, I guess.
Yeah, with all this weed dog, we should just start smoking on the show.
I know.
It's like that show Getting Dug with High.
Yeah.
He just smokes on the show.
Getting Dug with High.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so then we have more time off next week.
Do we?
For New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You didn't
yeah.
forget that.
I did forget.
Yeah. So that's cool. Well, have a good one.
All right. I have work the rest of the day, so.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
So tune in on Monday, folks, and we'll see you then.
Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.